Chapter 4. Set aside time to reflect. Learning to pause allows growth to catch up with you. There are many different ways of growing and an infinite number of lessons to be learned in life. But there are some kinds of growth that come to us only if we are willing to stop, pause, and allow the lesson to catch up with us. The power of pausing. If you're nearly as old as I am, you may remember an old slogan once used by Coca-Cola. They called Coke the pause that refreshes. That's what reflection is to someone who desires to grow. Learning to pause allows growth to catch up with you. Here are my observations concerning the power of the pause and how reflection can help you to grow. 1. Reflection turns experience into insight. For over 2,000 years, people have been saying that experience is the best teacher. With all due respect, I have to disagree with that statement. Experience is not the best teacher. Evaluated experience is. There's an old joke that experience is a hard teacher because the test is given first and the lesson is given afterward. That's true, but only if the person takes time to reflect after the experience. Otherwise, you receive the test first and the lesson may never come. People have innumerable experiences every day, and many learn nothing from them because they never take the time to pause and reflect. That's why it is so important to pause and let understanding catch up with us. 2. Pausing helps you recognize life markers. Stopping to reflect is one of the most valuable activities people can do to grow. It has much greater value to them than even motivation or encouragement because it allows you to make sure you're on the right track. After all, if you are going down the wrong road, you don't need motivation to speed up. You need to stop, reflect, and change course. Most people are pretty busy. There are a lot of demands on them, and they rush from place to place trying to get things done. Along the way, they have certain experiences that are life markers. They go to a place, or are part of an event, or meet a person that in some way marks them for life because something important happened. Often these markers identify for them a time of transition, change, or transformation. If you don't take the time to pause and reflect, you can miss the significance of such events. Reflection allows those experiences to move from being life markers to life makers. If you pause to allow growth to catch up with you, it makes your life better, because you can not only better understand the significance of what you've experienced, but also implement changes and course corrections as a result. You are also better equipped to teach others from the wisdom you have gained. 3. Pausing with intention expands and enriches thinking. Study the lives of the great people who have made an impact on the world, and you will find that in virtually every case, they spent a considerable amount of time alone thinking. Every significant religious leader in history spent time in solitude. Every political leader who had an impact on history practiced the discipline of solitude to think and plan. Great artists spend countless hours in their studios or with their instruments not just doing, but exploring their ideas and experiences. Most leading universities give their faculty time not only to teach, but to think, research, and write. Time alone allows people to sort through their experience, put it into perspective, and plan for the future. I strongly encourage you to find a place to think and to discipline yourself to pause and use it, because it has the potential to change your life. It can help you to figure out what's really important and what isn't. 4. When you take time to pause, use your eyes. When you take the time to pause and reflect, there are really four basic directions your thinking should go. Investigation. The great scientist Galileo said, "All truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them, That takes investigation. Pausing means more than just slowing down to smell the roses. It means stopping and really figuring them out. That generally requires a person to ask questions, which I'll discuss in the next section of this chapter. The thing to remember is that continual growth from experiences is only possible when we discover insights and truths within them. That comes from investigation. Incubation. Incubation is taking an experience of life and putting it into the slow cooker of your mind to simmer for a while. It is very similar to meditation. It's like the flip side of prayer. When I pray, I talk to God. When I meditate, I listen to Him. Incubation is listening and learning. Illumination. Illumination is the discovery of the aha moments in your life, the times when you experience sudden realization or insight. It's when the proverbial light bulb turns on. Few things in life are more rewarding than such moments. I find that I experience moments of illumination only after I spend time investigating an idea and then allowing it to incubate for a period of time. But such moments are the reward for committing time and effort to pausing and reflecting. Illustration. Most good ideas are like skeletons. They provide good structure, but they need meat on their bones. They lack substance. And until they have it, they aren't that useful. What would a party be without sharing good stories? Boring. What about teaching your kids life's important lessons without giving an example they can understand and relate to? Illustrating is the process of putting flesh on ideas.